Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ha-choo. Yeah, that's a sound we're going to be hearing a lot of. You know, we're at that time of year. We're getting ready to go back to school. Older kids are going to bring home colds and sneezes and coughs. And guess what? There's a really good chance they're going to pass it off to the baby, the toddler, and the family. So what do you do? What's the best way to treat a cold or a cough with a baby or a toddler? It may not necessarily be reaching for that product sitting on a drugstore shelf. Dr. Joseph Arakri is the chair of pediatrics for Allegheny Health Network, joins us this morning. Welcome, doctor.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. So there was a time that, you know, families treated these things with babies, you know, with some type of home remedy. And then all of a sudden there were products available in the drugstore that you could use. We go for convenience. But are they the best idea?
Not at all. Not at all. There was a study that was done a couple years ago that really lined up all the cold medicines and compared them to a placebo. And what they found out is that none of the cold medicines did anything to alleviate the symptoms in the kids. So really, if there's no upside to it, then it's all downside. So you always have to worry about side effects. And if you're getting no benefit, then it's all risk.
So what are some of the downsides?
Well, the problems that you can have with some of these cold medicines, you can have trouble with breathing. Some mental status changes in some of them can make the kids real loopy, tired, fatigued, irritated, sometimes cause rapid heartbeat, and difficulty breathing. And even in some cases with high overdose, kids could end up in the hospital or even die.
And I'm guessing a lot of times with our babies, our infants, there wouldn't even be any way for mom to tell that there was a reaction to some of these medications.
Right. I mean, especially like under the age of one, we really don't recommend anything for these kids as far as cold remedies. I mean, these babies they're trying to fight their colds off by themselves. And sometimes some of the effects of the cold can also be mistaken for some of the side effects of some of the medications. Especially if you give the kid a good dose of a cold remedy and then put the baby into their crib for bed at night, then you'd have a hard time seeing, you know, what's going to actually happen to that child.
So what do you do? What is the recommended procedure when it comes specifically to our babies and our toddlers when they get that sniffle, when they get that cough?
Well, first thing to realize is the most common reason why kids get those things are viruses. You know, viral colds do not respond to antibiotics. They can last up to 14 days, sometimes even longer, usually associated with like a runny nose, cough, and just achy feeling. What you want to do is want to make sure that the babies stay hydrated, that they're drinking. Not so much concerned about eating, but as long as they're drinking. And you want to make them comfortable. So if they're irritable, if they're fussy, you can give them a dose of acetaminophen or ibuprofen if they're over the age of 6 months, just to make them comfortable. You could also use...
Yep, I lost you there. You there, Doc?
Their boogers.
I'm sorry. Can you say... Hey,
yeah,
Doc,
please.
Can you just repeat that? I think it dropped out for a second.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so again, you use like acetaminophen or ibuprofen to make them more comfortable. And then use saline drops to suck out their nose, you know, to make them more comfortable to breathe.
Now, I mentioned this earlier, and maybe you can weigh in on this for me. So when my kids were little, there was a little, it was kind of like a nasal ball. You would squeeze the ball, put it to the child's nostril, and then gently release the ball, and it would pull mucus out of the nose. Are those kinds of things helpful at all?
Yeah, that's what we call, I mean, that's a nasal aspirator, or we commonly call it a boogie sucker. And then if you put a couple drops of the saline in first in the nose to kind of like loosen up the nasal discharge, and then put the nasal aspirator in, you know, collapse it first and then suck out the nose. And that really helps open up their airway. A lot of times the cough is caused by post-nasal drip too, and it helps clear that out and make them more comfortable.
And so those are things though, like you wouldn't even know if your baby had post-nasal drip. You would have no way of knowing that. Would it be like a cough? Is that how it would manifest?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They'd be coughing.
So bottom line to all of this is don't go for those over-the-counter things at all, period.
Now, one of the things that we do know that is very helpful for kids over the age of one is honey. Honey has been statistically proven to decrease the amount of coughing as compared to cold medicines. So that is something we do recommend.
Now, we've had, because we had this conversation a little bit before you joined us, and one of our callers mentioned putting Vicks Vapor Rub on a cloth and putting that on a child. What do you think about that?
Most of the time, those the Vicks remedies haven't been shown statistically to prove to improve cold medicine or cold symptoms. I mean, I've even heard put Vicks on their feet and put socks on before they.
Oh
go to
yeah,
bed,
that came up today
out.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but no, that's not really shown to be effective.
Nothing scientific about that. Who knew, Dr. Arakri? Allegheny Health Network, Chair of the Pediatrics Department. Thanks so much. You not only did you give us some good advice, you cleared up some other advice, and I appreciate that indeed.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.